Does anyone know what one of the primary purposes of or places for the head is? Who knows? One of the primary places for the head. Yes, listen carefully. But after listening carefully, the head should be bowed down at the lotus feet of the Lord. That's why we offer our obeisances to Krishna. Because it is a demonstration of our submissive and humble attitude in front of the Lord. Of course, we could bow down in front of trees, we could bow down in front of cars, or perhaps even ants. Certainly Super Soul is there, but he is definitely here in the temple. So therefore, we go through this ritual, and it is a ritual, it is a process to just make ourselves aware that we are the servants of the Lord. So I'm happy to inform some of you that I am now Trinidad returned. I went for a little visit to Trinidad. We have a number of nice temples there, especially the biggest one is in Longdonville. And very nice congregation there. They have wonderful programs. And yeah, I got a good sunburn. somehow or other. Although I've lived in India most of my life, I still get sunburned because of my skin, white skin. Actually, it was my fault because one day we went for a picnic to the beach, and it was, we had Bhagavatam class, we had nice kirtan, then we went to bathe in the ocean. Krishna says, of bodies of water, I am the ocean. So we went for a bath in the ocean. And then while coming out, all the devotees wanted to play cricket. And again, although I've lived in India most of my life, I've never played cricket. But they insisted that I play cricket. So, okay. I bowled four people out in a row from baseball. And then I got a terrible arm after hours of trying to bowl the last guy out. And I got a suntan. That's an instant reaction. So I expect to peel soon. And then, these are some of the highlights of my visit that I'll never forget. I was out walking in front of the temple, and in that particular area, I think it's only that area, but maybe in other places also, there are a lot of dogs. Now, I'm also a dog, but not of the canine species. So as I was walking, three dogs came out from one house. Not just one, three. And they were barking. And I did like Prabhupada usually did. I said, "Hut!" That's supposed to make them go away, but they didn't. So then I just kept walking very fast. And one of them came up behind me and bit me, dug into my calf. So I was very angry and I bit him back. And he got rabies. No, neither of us got rabies, but anyway, these are some of the adventures of a traveling mendicant. Padam 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 vipadam na tesham. At every step in life, there is always something. Material nature, you know, one would think, well, I've already suffered enough. You know, I've already got my quota now, and just when you think you've got your quota fulfilled, you get more suffering. And Krishna's very kind, especially when you're under his protection, when you're under the Lord's protection, he tries to convince you to let go of your attachments to the material world. We have very strong attachments. We think I am the body, we think I am American, we think I am man, we think I am woman, we think I am young, we think I am old, we think I am fat, we think I am skinny, we think this, that, I'm Christian, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Jew, I'm Trinidadian. We think so many things, but actually we're simply pure spirit soul. We have nothing. The body is just a car. We're driving this car. That's all. The life force is driving the car. That's all it is. It's just like a machine.
Then why is there this difference?
Huh?
Who created this difference?
What?
Who created this difference?
Who created the dependence?
Difference?
Oh. Krishna has multifarious energies. He has antaranga shakti, bahiranga shakti, and tathasta. So he has multifarious energies. These are general categories. Even amongst the tathasta, even amongst spirit, antaranga, there are different categories. There's Vishnu tattva, and there's Jiva Tattva, Shiva Tattva, and many other categories within spirit. But we are particularly marginal energy. We have the choice to be either under the influence of the external energy or under the influence of the internal energy. It's our choice. Under the influence of the internal energy, we have to, or we will experience joy by rendering service to Krishna. He is the cynosure. He is the center of all focus. Everything, everybody is focused on God. Here, in the bahir, outside energy, bahir anga, the outside part, shakti, energy, everything is disparate. Everyone thinks that he is the center. It is called ego-centric. I am. Ishwaroham, I am the controller. Aham bogi, I'm the enjoyer. This mentality that I am the enjoyer is what keeps us here in this material world. And if you pick up one end of the stick, you pick up the other end also. You can't just pick up one end of the stick and hope that the other end will stay down. You pick up one end of the stick, you pick up the other. If you pick up attachment to good, to happiness, to enjoyment, you also get the other side. There's sukh and dukkh, happiness and distress, pain and pleasure, heat and cold, beginning and end. This is called the duality of the Bahiranga Shakti, the material world. That's the way it is here. You can't do anything about it. You can't change it. If you choose to live your life attached here, then you're going to go continuously up and down, up and down, valley, plateau, the plateau, I mean plateau and then valley, plateau, then valley, frequency. You see a radio frequency. It doesn't go like this. It goes up and down. So we have a frequency of up and down through sukh and dukkh. And that's the way it is. And ultimately, there's no real satisfaction. Because you get old, you get diseased, and you die. And then, maybe you've had a good ride this time, relatively speaking. Relatively. Maybe you've had a good ride. But you don't know what the next one is. And that's the problem. You could have much worse than this. You could be, if you're a human being, that's also a problem. We don't know if we deserve a human body in our next life. If we're a human being, but it could be in a very decrepit condition. Our karma could be much worse. So we have to make a choice that I don't want to live here anymore. And I'll make the best use of a bad bargain of coming here, but in this life I'll have a program. At least I'll have a program, something that I'm planning on getting better, so that janma labak parak pumsang ante, at the end, ante, janma labak, the prophet, the lava of janma, of this human birth, janma labak para. Pungsang, the highest, Pungsang means man, para, highest, the highest goal for a person who has taken birth in the human form of life is to remember God at the time of death. Ante, Narayana Smritihi. Whether you call him Jehovah or Allah or Krishna, get the result. Whatever you do, get the result. Now we have to see. You test the pudding by tasting. You test the rice by squeezing a sample. We have to see if people are actually getting the result. The better the process, the more likely you are to get a result, obviously. The more knowledge you have about the process and the goal that you want to attain, the more fixed you can be in achieving your goal. If you don't know anything about where you're going, what your goal is, who you want to meet, who you want to remember, how are you going to remember someone that you don't know anything about? You have to know something about him. So you have to find knowledge, and you should not be limited by any particular scripture. And should try to find out God wherever he is. And you should discriminate on the basis of sadhu, guru, and shastra. Okay, shastra, but previous acharyas and present living exponents. And there should be some discussion based upon intelligence. The perfection of intelligence. Ante Narayana Smritihi. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. After many, many births of acquiring knowledge, one should realize that there's nothing more than service to God. That's what it all boils down to. If your job or your family or your school, or your whatever it is, your activities, if they're not helping you to remember God, then you're passing your time. You're simply passing your time until death. Srama eva hi kevalam. Kevalam, it is only srama, useless labor. You're expending energy in doing this and doing that, but in the end, are you confident that when you're faced with your last breaths, when you're faced with the loss of your house, your family, your car, your bank account, your fame, whatever it is, you're faced of losing all your attachments, are you confident you'll be able to think, oh, they're going now, let me think of Krishna? If you're confident of that, very good, continue. I am not yet confident that I can do that. Therefore, I am trying to follow the instructions of my spiritual master, but it's a constant endeavor. For what it is worth to you, Srila Prabhupada said that it took him many, many years. I heard this directly from a devotee who heard it from him, and I heard it also from other sources, that he said 30 years to perfect his chanting. Now, a great soul like Srila Prabhupada took him 30 years to perfect his chanting. How many years will it take you and I to perfect our chanting? Especially if we're taking it casually, if we're not taking it seriously, if we're not associating with the right kind of people who will help us to take it seriously. So, you have to choose where you want to live. There's no limit. You can live anywhere. You can live in the heavenly planets. You can live in the hellish planets. You can live in the spiritual world. The choice is yours. I was going to read this verse, very nice verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's Charitamrita, not Charitamrita. Rita's a girl you might meet in South America, but it's Charitamrita. Ah, not a, ah. Amrita. Amrita. Okay, so Chaitanya Charitamrita says, and this is a quotation, I believe, from the Vidagdha Madhava by Rupa Goswami, but it's here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita chirim chirat karunaya vatarna kalau samarpaitu manoto jvala rasam svabhakti sriyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipitaha sada hridaya kandare spuratu vasachi nandanaha. This is a verse that Prabhupada quoted very, very often. Especially this first line, anarpita charim chirat, karunayava tirna kalau. Kalau means in the age of Kali Yuga. As you know, there are four divisions or cycles of time. Time is actually not linear, it's cyclical. According to Vedas, time is cyclical. It's not just linear. In other words, straight, but it goes in cycles or circles. So there's Satya, Treta, Dwapar, and Dwapar and Kali Yugas. Yugas means ages, and each one. The first age, Satya Yuga, is an age characterized by the mode of transcendental goodness. Then Treta Yuga is the next age, and it's characterized by goodness, but a little tinge of passion. Then Dwapar is passion with a tinge of goodness, but Kali Yuga is mostly tama, ignorance, with some passion also. So this is the winter season. It's difficult in this age. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. It's full of dosha or problems. Kaler dosha nidhe. King Parikshit is receiving instruction from Sukadev, and he's telling him that you're asking about the process for self-realization in this age, but manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya, people are very short in their duration of life. They're troubled by bad karma. They have very less interest in spiritual life. They speculate like anything, but they won't hear from the actual authorities. So it's difficult, but in Kali Yuga, may the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. So here a blessing is being given to all of us by Rupa Goswami. we are receiving. You know, there's a story about a man who's drowning in a well. He's drowning in a well. He's dead. He's going to die. But somehow or other, causeless arrangement, can't understand why, someone happens in that part of the forest, and he comes to the edge of the well and sees the drowning man down the well. The drowning man sees him and says, "Sir, please give me your mercy. Throw me a rope." The man at the top immediately gets some vine, makes a rope, throws it down. The rope is hanging there, the drowning man splashing around. And then he cries out, "Please, sir, give me your mercy. Make my hands go around the rope." We're getting Lord Chaitanya's mercy in so many ways. We're getting a blessing from Rupa Goswami. Now it's up to us to take advantage of it. We have to put our own hands around the rope. The mercy is there. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy. There are four incarnations, major incarnations. This was discussed by Garga Muni when he came to do the chart or the kundali of baby Krishna. Nanda Maharaj called him as an astrologer to tell me about this boy. And Garga Muni said, he has appeared in many other ages in different colors. Shukla Raktas Tata Pita. He's black now, Shama. Bluish black color, beautiful. But he also appeared in red color, in white color, and in yellow color. Pita, that means Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Also in the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana is accepted by everyone, both Western scholars and all the greatest Indian religionists. Those who accept the Vedas accept Srimad Bhagavatam. So there it is explained, Krishna Varna Tvisha Krishnam, Sango Pangashtra Parshadam, that Krishna will appear in Kali Yuga and his complexion is his skin color. He's in the category of Krishna, Krishna Varna, but he's Akrishna. He's not blackish Krishna that appeared at the cusp of Dwapara and Kali, but he is golden color. Sango Pangashtra Parshadam and Yajnai Sankirtanai Prayarayujanti Sumedasaha. He performs Harinam Sankirtan. So it's obviously Lord Chaitanya, and it's his causeless mercy, because Lord Chaitanya, as he appeared 500 years ago, he does not appear this way very often after millennia. Otherwise, he comes in different forms with six hands, eight hands, eight arms. And he does not push on the Sankirtan movement the way he has done in this Kali Yuga. It's very rare. So we're so fortunate. And what is it that we've done to get this fortune? I cannot think of anything, especially in this lifetime, what to speak of. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. We know that anyone can get the holy name if he is sincere, if he tries. Krishna is giving freely. Namo Mahavadam Nyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Lord Chaitanya is praised again that you are Mahavadanya, the most munificent avatar. He's giving himself in the form of the holy name, Binadvam Nama Namino. There's no difference between the person and the name. But this was not so easily available in other ages. Now everyone is, even if one is Swapacha, a whole bata Swapacha to Gariyan, Yajjivagre Vartate Nama Tubyamte Pustu Puste Juhuvu Sasnuraya Brahmanuchur Nama Granantiyete. If one is chanting the holy names of the Lord, somehow or other, if he has that desire and he sincerely tries to chant, then it should be understood that he is far greater than any smarta Brahmins or big yogic priests. Even if formerly was born in the body of a dog eater, a swapach. I'm not saying it's coming from the Puranas, coming from the Upanishads, from the scriptures, and it's accepted by big acharyas with, you know, perfect memories, could remember everything they heard or read in their entire life, like some kind of Xi index for your computer or something, you know, any word is there. They have such good intelligence. And they are accepting the version of Vedic Shastra. So anyone can receive it, but if you do get it, it is definitely, if one gets the opportunity, it is causeless mercy. To bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime, radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So it is very interesting. This is, it's inconceivable. It simply compounds the same feeling. I'm sure, because I feel it, and I'm sure many of you must feel, who have taken up the process. Why me? Why am I the recipient of such causeless mercy? Okay, that's a reasonable question. We may ask that. But then here, it even compounds that. How is it that we're not just getting ordinary bhakti, but if you go on chanting the holy names of the Lord, you will be able to enter into rasa tattva, into conjugal relationship with Krishna, especially either as a sakhi or a gopi, but more likely a sakhi. And it doesn't matter how many times removed, because the mood of intimate, ecstatic love. And this is something that in the material world, which is perverted, it's a reflection of the absolute world. The temporary world is the reflection, just like on the water. When the moon comes out, if you look in the ocean, you'll see thousands of moons reflected on the still ocean surface. You can see the moon reflected in the water or on a pond. So the absolute world is reflected on this, it's temporary. As soon as the night, the sun comes up, the moon goes away, and all those moons on the water, they're gone. And this material existence is real, but it's temporary. It's real, but it's temporary. And yet still, we have a chance to enter into, in this temporary world, because it's perverted, the most abominable kind of relationship, at least in high-class society, is a relationship where a man and a woman, or a boy and a girl, cohabit without being married. boyfriend, girlfriend. Of course, now it has become a fashion. Everybody's doing it. The Americans are doing it. The British are doing it. It's not new, actually. The pigs are doing it, and the pigeons are doing it. All the animals do it. But now we've come to that level also. We're advanced. Nothing is sacred. Relationships are not sacred. If it feels good, do it. That's our ethics. If it feels good, enjoy. Because you may die. You won't get to do it. So enjoy. You know, even the president's wife was saying, just do it. I think she was talking about drugs or something. Anyway. But in the spiritual world, that relationship is the highest relationship. Radha Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi, and he worshipped the mood of the gopis. Although personally, he would not, as a sannyasi, as someone who had declared himself as a celibate preacher lifelong, a sannyasi, he would not associate with women. He was very, very strict and exemplary. Of course, Prabhupada taking into account modern civilization where he was preaching, and our modern, his Bhakti Siddhanta, etc., certainly 52% of the population are female, and they're also going back to Godhead. But in strict Indian society, there would be no mixing. But because Srila Prabhupada was everyone's light, both men and women, the women couldn't trust any of the men, and the men couldn't trust any of the women. All we could do was trust Srila Prabhupada because he was so pure. He was the only one completely detached. Therefore, Prabhupada gave everybody his association. Carefully, even though he was 75 years old, but he wouldn't be alone in a room with a young girl. He's 75. You know, her great-grandfather practically. But he would not be alone because sannyasira alpa chidra sarva loke gaya. Even a little black spot on a white sheet shows up in a very big way. And a sannyasi, if he makes a mistake like that, then sarva loke gaya, everyone will talk about it. His reputation will be ruined and people will lose faith. So, even that, Lord Chaitanya used to worship the mood of the gopis and their love for Krishna. So we're being introduced into the mellow of conjugal love. It's inconceivable. We have an opportunity. We have an opportunity. Again, as I'm saying, it is a curve, a learning curve, a bhakti curve. It doesn't happen overnight. But all the way along there is encouragement if you take to the path. You will not get that in material life. Material life means you're on your own from day one. And really no one has your self-interest at heart. No one is interested in the super soul. No one is trying to contact the super soul. Simply, people are interested in sex life. That's all. They don't want the super soul, they want the super whole. It's like that. Pigs are like that. Mother, sister, daughter. Pigeons are like that. No discrimination. We're becoming like that. Incest is a very big problem. In American society, there's a lot of incest. About one in every five children, a little more than one. Children in American families have some kind of incestuous relationship with their parents. One year I came here, I saw one magazine. I think I got a junk mail or something. It was advertising for this magazine called The Joys of Family Life. And they had a circulation of 150,000, 200,000. So things are degrading. And animal life will not make us happy. And it won't make us peaceful either. You bring a dog from Russia, a dog from Africa, a dog from Trinidad. Watch out for those dogs from Trinidad. And you tell them, all right, you guys, live peacefully together. How are they going to live peacefully together? They have to give up their lower mentality, tamaguna. We have to realize that the most merciful, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is calling us, the son of Sachi, the personality who can destroy all of our anarthas. He's inviting us back to Godhead. And we can go at our own pace, but we have to follow certain guidelines. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. So it doesn't mean no sex. It means only within family life and for procreation. It doesn't mean no intoxication. I just saw some very delicious chocolate cake out there. I'm sure it's prasadam, and I'm sure it'll be very intoxicating. Satya's going to save me a piece. Anyway, there's so many things that we can do to develop a sattvic taste. It's just a question of what you get used to. If you're a poor man, very poor, then you develop a taste for drinking cheap beer or cheap wine. Real winos, they drink shaving lotion. How many of you? No, I'm sure. And if you win a lottery ticket and you become a millionaire, you'll develop a taste for champagne. You may not know how to pronounce the word, but you'll develop a taste for it. Because that's what they offer in first class in the airplane. You'll develop a taste for it. And we can develop a taste for Krishna prasadam if we try. A little effort. Oh, it's such a heavy austerity, right? Yogis in previous ages would go in the mountains and sit in freezing cold and live only on a little rice or live on the air or live on the marrow within their bones. That's all they would live on. They would practice rigid austerities. Even today, sometimes you see Jain munis who go into the desert and meditate in the noonday sun, or they fast for 50, 60, 70 days. In Gujarat, you find these Jain Munis. In Rajasthan, Jain Munis, they fast. Can you imagine going without chocolate cake for 50, 60, 70 days or whatever it is, without any food at all? That might be considered austerity. That might be too difficult for us. Krishna, you're too expensive. I'll just stay here in the material world. He's not asking that. In Kali Yuga, it's very easy. And all we have to do, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapantaha, follow the path that has been given to us by successful devotees like Srila Prabhupada. So this temple here is for all of you to come and do service, not just on Sunday. You're not meant, and I see this in some temples, the devotees come, and everybody's a devotee who comes, But there's first class, second class, and third class everything. So the kanistas, the third class devotees, they come and all they're interested in is to take the Sunday feast. And then they go home. And they think that's all that's required of them. But a second class devotee, a madhyam, at least we should come to that platform, he thinks, how can I render some service to the deity, to the preaching mission, to the Vaishnavas? Let me take out a few hours a week and do something. This is charity in the mode of goodness. There's charity in the mode of passion, where you give some money to someone on the street, or you give some money for name and fame, or you give some money for some mundane activity. There's reaction for that. There's a reaction you don't realize. People don't understand. Charity in the mode of passion has a reaction. If I give money to a beggar, he is a rinni, he's a debtor, he has to repay me in this lifetime. If he doesn't repay me, then he has to take birth again to repay me. And I have to take birth again to receive payment. Works that way. Very risky. Very risky. If you give him Krishna prasadam, then there's no debt. Then that is akarma, that is transcendental. But charity in the mode of goodness, give your prana, arthaya, diovacha, give your life prana, artha, your wealth, dio, your intelligence, and vacha, your words, any one or all of those. Come here. Do some service. Help out with cleaning, with cooking, with managing, with planning a festival.